Neighbor Island, you do things a little differently. If it works, we're watching. You could stroll right in off beautiful terraced Kalakaua Park there in Uptown Hilo. Doors to the East Hawaii Cultural Center are wide open, welcoming.
Well, the idea here is to serve the diverse community that we live in.
Michael Marshall's the volunteer executive director of the East Hawaii Cultural Center, EHCC. He says a new group of directors came in about 3 years ago and kind of upped the ante in terms of programming.
You come in and it's a little bit of a refuge from the outside. It's clean, it's contemplative, and the shows have been, on balance, well above par.
Marshall says the turnaround was spearheaded by Stephen Friedman, former owner of IdSpace Gallery in Curtistown and High Art Magazine. When Friedman stepped in as board chair, he started recruiting for diversity.
We rewrote the bylaws so that no one, including me, has more power than anybody else.
Friedman says the shows are generated from each constituent group, curated and led by them, and the whole organization supports that cause for that month.
And it's worked wonderfully. It's been a delightful experience.
If you've actually found a way to have a gallery sustainably run itself without burning everybody out.
That's an important part, too. The first thing I said when I brought together the team is I don't want any generous people. I don't want people who are kind and have lots of time on their hands. I wanted people who are invested, who had something to gain. For example, young people don't get power in the community, power to see the cultural concerns they care about represented. So we gave them power in exchange for their work.
Jackie Johnson, former UH theater prof, has been given the upstairs theater space. Another woman needed a home for her gamelan orchestra, and now 20 people are practicing regularly.
And yes, we've had almost no grant funding or anything like that. We've managed to keep going.
But how did the money? It's free. How have you raised the money?
Well, we've had just enough.
They've found that people support exhibits they see themselves in.
Oh. The system seems to be self-sustaining. It seems to work. It surprised me as much as anybody. The hardest work is to prevent loud, boisterous, patriarchal voices from running things, which is what almost always happens when things are left to themselves. So I'm sort of the bully. I just keep the bullies down.
How we do things is one of the big messages Hawaii has for the world. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.